She's the associate choreographer, dance captain, and swing for the Who's Tommy at the Nederlander Theater. Welcome.
Hi, Lauren. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Dee. Thank you for taking the time, knowing how busy things are over at Tommy these days, including you going on as a swing last night.
Oh my
Tell us
goodness.
about
Wow. It's, you know, every single time that I get to go on stage, I feel so thankful, especially because I've been a part of the creative process of making the show and creating the choreography and the overall picture and watching the magic happen live every night and in rehearsals, and then stepping into that magic on stage is just absolutely extraordinary with this company.
Well, so last night, how much time did you have in advance before you knew you were going on?
So last night was a little bit better of a situation. I had 3 hours to kind of prepare for a track, which is a long time from my experience. My first time going into the show was a mid-show swing on, and that was like my debut. I was taking notes with the director, Des Makanoff, and I got a tap on my shoulder. And 5 minutes in from the audience to backstage, I was going on. So yesterday was a little bit more calm.
And Des Makanoff, the director, directed the original production as well as this revival. And
Yes.
it's so fresh and it feels so new. What insight can you share about the process as Des was creating this production?
Yeah, absolutely. So being on the creative team with Dez and choreographer Lauren Lotaro, we truly wanted to make our revival and our production of Tommy innovative, fresh, and for everybody, for all ages. Whether you know who the Who is and their music, and whether you know the show itself, we really wanted fresh eyes and for people to come see the show in a new perspective in 2024. And so our main goal was, you know, how do you make a show that was so successful and so beautiful back then even better? And so we didn't, completely change the show itself, but I feel like we enhanced it and made it more innovative with our choreography and projections and all the different elements to our show. We really try to make it a 2024 version for people now.
And it's so relevant, and you've brought the production has brought such clarity to the story. Your history with Lauren Lotaro, the choreographer, goes back quite a while. Tell us how
Yes.
it began.
Yeah. So I met Lauren roughly maybe 8 years ago. I was fresh to New York City, and I had a colleague bring me into a rehearsal room with her. And I was like, oh my gosh, absolutely. I would love to work with her. And we were doing pre-production for a show at the time, and we met each other, and she was like, who are you? And I was like, oh, I'm Dee Tomasetta. And from that moment on, I've always kind of been in and out of her processes with new musicals and shows. And thankfully, our worlds aligned where the opportunity came about. And this is the first show that I was really, truly her associate on. And I just feel so thankful that she brought me on for the journey.
Well, clearly she recognizes talent.
Oh.
And you are the associate choreographer, dance captain, and appearing on stage as a swing. How many roles do you have in your body to be able to swing for?
Oh my goodness. I always say it's a super humbling job and rewarding job at the same time, being all three titles. I cover 7 roles on stage. And I've done 2 so far on stage, and I've been on stage quite a bit since we've opened a few weeks ago. And I feel so thankful, you know, like I said, to view the whole show as an overall picture and then step into one little piece of the big puzzle is just absolutely incredible. And being with the company on stage is very humbling.
Now, that triple responsibility of associate choreographer, dance captain, and swing, how do you manage that? And how did it even come about for you?
Oh my goodness, that's a good question. Managing all three titles is very difficult. But I feel like right now in my journey and my career, I couldn't imagine it any other way. You know, my ultimate dream is this job is helping create a show, but also being able to perform. And so this is like the ultimate dream for me. And so, you know, it's kind of like an on and off switch. Like sometimes I'm like in associate mode and I'm like, okay, well now I'm going to step on stage and this person's track. And I think you just always have to be aware and kind of always turned on for endless possibilities. But yeah, it's definitely a very difficult job, but like I said, I couldn't imagine it any other way.
In the rehearsal room, with you having all of these responsibilities, which one came to the forefront the most throughout the process in the rehearsal room and then the time that you moved into the theater and teching the show and opening the show?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I mean, from day one until opening, I think the biggest job for me was to be the associate and really make sure that our show is being taken care of and everybody is being taken care of in our show in its entire capacity. I think for me, that was the most important to make sure, you know, that Lauren felt like she was in good hands whenever she would leave. And it's a huge responsibility, you know, being the associate of the show. And now that the show is open, I can focus on a little bit more of, you know, being on stage and reveling and enjoying in that job as well. And then of course, as the dance captain is, you know, you want to make sure that everyone feels safe and everyone is okay. We do lift calls every day and, you want to make sure there's leadership too within the company. So I think it was definitely the main priority with being the associate for Dez and Lauren. And now I can focus on being the dance captain and swing a little bit more now that the show is open.
Sure. And you mentioned a lift call. Will you describe what that is and why it's necessary?
Oh yes. Well, if you come see our show, which you absolutely should, we do a lot of different lifts in the show with our narrator and Tommy lead Ali. We have choreographed the show, so it's all based off of the imagination. We're moving sets as the ensemble, and we're lifting Ali up, Tommy Walker, in a bunch of lifts. And the dance, you know, the dance scenes itself, the heavy dance breaks, there's a lot of partnering happening. And so before every single show, we do a lift call to ensure the safety of everybody in the company and to make sure that we feel good before we do the show every night.
So where and when does that happen?
It happens at the theater on stage, and if we're using any props, we'll do that as well. And it happens roughly like 30 minutes or 15 minutes before, depending how many lifts we're gonna do before the half hour.
And is the cast rotating much at this point where there's new people coming in for various roles?
Not right now. Right now we're trying to maintain our healthy cast of 30 company members, including four swings. And if somebody gets hurt or somebody is sick, you know, a swing will go on. Later on we have people have vacations and personal days, but for the most part it's the company in its entirety and you know, covers will go on based on the health and of the show.
Is it true that you've been a Rockette?
I yes and no. I've been a part of the Radio City Christmas Spectacular and New York Spectacular as a ensemble dancer for five shows. So there's yes.
Well, so Dee, what's different about that experience compared to the work you're doing on a Broadway musical with Tommy right now?
Oh my goodness. Well, both jobs in itself is magnificent, and they both are very, very different and very, very difficult and rewarding at the same time. But they're both very different from the Who's Tommy and Radio City. Radio City is really about the detail and specificity of being on a certain number and depth line at all times to create the precision of the show. And Tommy, is a Broadway show, so there's more storytelling to it, and I think that's where it's a little bit different. But now that I'm talking out loud, they both have similarities of being so precise and detailed. And I think the Who's Tommy, the show that we're doing, is very, there's so much clarity to it, and there's a lot of precision to it as well. So I would say that's definitely a similarity in both of the shows, but they're both difficult, machines as individuals as well.
Last question. You graduated from the University of Michigan. You graduated from the University of Michigan with your degree in musical theater. What made you decide to go there?
Oh my goodness. So I actually, when I was growing up, when I was 18 years old, I was on a TV reality show called So You Think You Can Dance, and I thought I was just gonna, go and move to California. And I ended up doing a summer program called Impulse at the University of Michigan. And it's a wonderful program that brings in high school students and as like an introduction to the college program. And I ended up falling in love with the school. And from that program, I got a scholarship to come there full time as an incoming freshman. And I am so thankful that I had parents that were so encouraging of my education, and my future in education of going to the University of Michigan to continue my training in musical theater and dance. And I am just so thankful that I did go there, to pursue college.
Terrific. Dee, this has been so fun and so enlightening, and I'm so grateful
Oh.
for your time and insight.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so wonderful talking with you.
I'm Lauren Clash Schneider with Dee Tomasta, Associate Choreographer, Dance Captain, and Swing of the Who's Tommy at the Nederlander Theater. Thank you.